5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
For the life of me, I can't figure out why guys keep doing this. We call it second date update. Odin goes on a great date with
Wendy.
Wendy? That's her name, Odin?
Yeah, yeah, Aunt Wendy.
Okay, he really does it upright, takes her to the sundial, and has just a really great time with her. You spend how many hours with her?
It was like 4 or 5 hours.
4 or 5 hours with her. It was a fantastic date, and there's absolutely no reason why there should not have been a follow-up date, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So Odin called us up, wanted to call her and find out exactly why she hasn't returned his phone calls.
Right.
Because it seems so right. So we're trying to get Wendy on the phone right now. Hi, Wendy?
Yeah. No.
No. Yes.
But you got our house.
Who is this?
This is Simone.
Hey, Simone. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Where's Wendy?
She's here. She just doesn't really want to get on the phone.
Oh.
No, she's a sore sport.
So you're going to be the spokesperson?
I will be the liaison today.
Okay. Well, here's the deal, Simone.
She's from Mississippi. She ain't used to highfalutin radio technology.
Yeah, where are you from? Because I hear an accent there also.
I'm from New York.
New York and Mississippi living together in the same house?
I'm breaking her in.
I bet.
It's like a sitcom.
So did she hear what was going on? Or?
Yeah, she knows. I mean, she just doesn't really feel like publicly exposing this boy.
But the New York girl ain't got a problem.
Right.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Simone, you just said publicly exposing this boy.
Well, I mean, she feels like maybe he should have laid off after the first call. And, I mean, yeah, I don't know. She's kind of fed up with him calling all the time.
Well, he thinks that the date went great. Right, Odin?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I only called 3 times.
And, yeah, and he thinks it's great. And 3 doesn't seem like too much of a number.
Odin.
Yeah, that sounds all right. Odin, do you know Simone?
Oh, hey, yeah.
We've talked a couple times.
Okay. So you guys, Simone, what happened? I mean, everything sounds fine. Why won't Wendy go out with him again?
Well, not that I'm one to start, like, national radio rumors.
Well, won't have to worry about that. We're just in Atlanta, barely.
We have, like, 6 listeners.
I haven't met Odin, so I shouldn't say it, but Wendy kind of feels like he's gay. And that he's sort of putting up this huge facade by continuing to call her.
These never end well. End well.
And she kind of feels like he's putting on this huge facade by, like, continuing to call her. When like, he pretty much outed it himself from what I heard on the date.
What did she tell you that he said or did that made her think that maybe he was gay?
Well, first of all, and I know this being from New York City, he was continuously talking about going to the Backstreet Club. And there's nobody that I know that wants to be, like, even near there, unless for some, like, big soiree with their gay friends.
Mm-hmm. There are plenty of straight people that dance there.
Yeah.
There are plenty of straight people that go there.
Are there?
Uh-huh.
I haven't been there that often.
All right. What else?
He continued to talk about it and about how funny the drag queens were there. And then when they went over to his house, which is in Midtown, which, I mean, it's not like Chelsea, but whatever. And then he's got two guy roommates still, and this is the clincher for me, that he has two French poodles.
That
did it for me right there. I was like, honey, you best be backing off of that. And then I don't know. I guess all the people at their office thinks he's gay already, and that was kind of why she went out with him, was like, no, he's not. I'm gonna go out, I'll see. And I guess at the end of the date, he didn't even try to kiss her or like even make really a physical advance.
Wait a minute, Odin, didn't you say that you guys did a little smoochy smoochy?
Just a little.
Yeah, just a little.
But it was like a
I didn't
peck.
Want to be obnoxious. You know, I'm not going to be a dude.
Well, you guys had a great date. You're allowed to be obnoxious after that.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought next week, you know.
So he's not guilty of being gay at all. I mean, just because he has poodles, lives in Midtown, and goes to Beck Street doesn't make him gay.
Right, but the rumors were already there, and a lot of people had said that he maybe was. And she kind of just solidified it in her mind after the date that he is.
Odin.
If you found a place for $400 in Midtown, you know, and it's with two guys, what's the big deal? You know, it doesn't mean I'm gay.
Odin, are those your French poodles or somebody else's?
No, they're Andy's.
Oh, so they're not
even Andy's gay. No.
Okay, so they're not yours.
Yeah.
No. You
got a cheap place to live, which is great. We all like that.
It's a cheap place to live. It's in Midtown, and it's, you know, I got a couple of poodles. Not a big deal.
Well, let's talk about Backstreet a little. Do you just like to go there? A lot of straight people hang out at Backstreet.
Yeah. I mean...
It's not like you're a flight attendant or something where it's a sure thing.
You did not just say that.
Yeah, sometimes we go out to Backstreet. It's not a big deal.
So you're not gay?
No, I'm not gay.
You're not bisexual?
I might be bisexual. No, I'm not bisexual.
Okay, you're making a joke. You're making a funny gay joke.
See? No.
Now, has this ever happened to you before, Odin, where other people mistake you for being gay?
Not really, no. I mean, what, I'm gay because I'm friendly or whatever? I mean,
are you effeminate, kind of? I mean, has anybody ever told you that you were effeminate?
Maybe a little bit. I mean, I'm not a big athlete.
Well, something somewhere along the lines is turning her off because she's thinking you're gay.
Yeah,
I mean,
eesh.
This is ridiculous.
Maybe you just need a more masculine woman.
Yeah.
I was just joking.
All right. Well, Simone, we asked for total honesty, and you certainly gave that to us.
I like talking to the roommate better than I like talking to the girl.
She's willing to give it up big time.
Yeah.
All right, Simone, at this point, we're going to let you go, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, you're sure? Now you're not kidding. This is really what she said?
This is exactly what she told me. She's been talking about it all week every time he calls. She's like, why is he calling again to send over the poodles to come get me?
All right, Simone, see ya.
All right, bye.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus T&Cs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.